I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It's winter in Alaska, which should mean it's cold, like tundra cold, right? Well, not so much these days. Alaska is warming up fast, and that means big changes for people who live there, especially for native communities that rely on hunting to survive. But subsistence hunters are actually adapting to the changes. From our Livable Planet desk, here's Zachariah Hughes of Alaska Public Media.
Snow machines zip by at the edge of town in Shishmaref, a tiny island community in the Chukchi Sea near the Bering Strait. They're how you get around in rural Alaska during the winter, on land and on ice.
I think it's like, what is it, -8? So, I mean, it's holding pretty good.
-8 means good ice formation, and that is what Dennis Davis is interested in right now. Like his neighbors in this indigenous community, he needs to get out to the ice edge to hunt the marine mammals his family depends on for food. But the weather early this winter was warm, so the ice was late in coming, and that's created a dangerous patchwork extending from the town's seawall on toward the horizon. So to get a better sense of what's out there, Davis carefully sets up a delicate piece of equipment, his drone.
Let's hit this. Some people think it's a toy, but a lot of people know that it's an actual tool.
It is a serious drone, about the size of a microwave, with a really nice camera mounted under the four buzzing propellers. Davis plugs his iPhone into the controller and sends the device speeding out over the ice. He looks down at his screen.
So you can see the different colors in the ice. So what you want is more of the bluer ice.
Davis says blue ice is more solid than white, and hunters can travel over it more safely on their snow machines as they set off to find walrus and seals. Subsistence hunters here have always closely watched ice conditions, but the drone can scout a lot further and faster than the naked eye. And that's becoming more important as the Arctic warms up and the once dependable yearly rhythms of sea ice become less predictable. The ice is forming late, remaining thin, and breaking apart earlier. Now, Davis says his drone can help map the safest route across the ice.
To more or less, you know, set a course for everybody when they go out hunting, instead of having to just go out and mess around on the ice.
It's just one way hunters in Shishmaref are adapting to changing conditions. For Davis, it means changing not just how he hunts, but what he hunts. Traditionally, locals relied more heavily on marine mammals. A recent study found those are still plentiful, but the bad conditions are making it harder to hunt them. But in the last few decades, residents say they're seeing more caribou. Salmon returns in the region are booming, and muskoxen, which were reintroduced 50 years ago after being wiped out in Alaska, are steadily working their way back into people's diets.
Oh, yeah, that's done.
Yeah. In fact, it's one of Davis's favorites to cook up for his wife and seven kids back home.
I mean, I compare muskox to, like, Wagyu beef because it's so marbled. I mean, it's really, really good.
Davis loves to cook, but his subsistence lifestyle isn't just a culinary hobby. It's a necessity here, and it always has been. By the time dinner tonight is done, the family's eaten 8 pounds of meat. At the store, that much ground beef would have cost up to $70, way too much for many families in a place where jobs and cash are scarce. And Davis says muskoxen have become a relatively reliable source of meat.
With muskox, I mean, you know where they're at. You know how they behave. They're not going anywhere. They just stay in the same spot.
That consistency is a big relief in a region where environmental conditions are changing fast.
The way we hunt ugruk or seal it hasn't changed. The conditions have.
That's Davis's father-in-law, Percy Nyakpuk. He's 65 and has seen plenty of shifts in the climate and the animals around Shishmaref. Some good, some bad. Fewer polar bears, more caribou. And he says this year's freeze-up is the latest he remembers. The unpredictable weather worries him, but Arctic environments have always been some of the most inhospitable on Earth. And Nyakpuk's encouraged that younger hunters are constantly adapting.
We've always been hunters here. We hunt regardless of the situation.
For those with a bird's-eye view on subsistence in Alaska, that pragmatism brings some optimism.
It's positive in my mind that our people are able to adapt
And they're doing so.
Brandon Amasek oversees subsistence resources for Kowarik, a nonprofit in the regional hub of Nome that works with small communities like Shishmaref.
They're still going to make it happen because they have to. They have to put food on the table.
Amasek's big worry is longer term. The climate in Alaska is going to keep warming for as far into the future as anyone can see, and no one knows how much change the animals here can adapt to. Some warning signs are already starting to show up. But as long as the animals are healthy, Amasek's optimistic people in the region will keep finding ways to live off them like they always have. For The World, I'm Zachariah Hughes, Shishmaref, Alaska.
Zachariah's story was made possible by a fellowship from the Marguerite Casey Foundation.